Ireland is largely dependent on export trade and agriculture and farming products. So anything like foot and mouth to get a hold around here or in, you know, even in our neighbouring country again, it would be devastating for food supply and production in Europe and indeed wider afield. So we have to be vigilant on all of these things. And I suppose the biggest thing with foot and mouth is people travelling, you know, and a lot of people are travelling nowadays. There's thousands of flights in the air every day from Ireland to all of these countries. So, like, to keep off farms and to be aware of that, do biosecurity measures and make sure not to bring it back with them on either front, either going to visit those countries. As I mentioned, Germany, Hungary, Slovakia. I think Poland had it earlier in the year, but they've it under control. But it's worrying that it's spreading. So hopefully we'll keep it you know, at bay, because it is even a bigger threat now than it would have been 20 years ago in Ireland, because of all the wildlife and the explosion in wildlife, deer in particular. And these are all cloven-hoofed animals that can pick it up very easily. And it's very, very hard to control. And if it did get into Ireland at the minute, it was a pretty grim and doomsday situation for our agricultural policy and our you know, whole trade with the rest of the world.
Michael, the department have come out and said that Ireland is free currently of foot and mouth disease. The last case here was recorded in 2001. And the minister has expressed really concern in relation to this, but it's important, you know, those that are maybe travelling to Ireland from these countries, is that they take these precautions not to bring the disease with them.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. There is so much travel. Like, it's not like in the past when there was less travel and there was less chances of these, you know, contagious diseases spreading. That is the case. And, you know, like, even going visiting some of these towns and cities in these countries, like, stay out of the country and stay away from areas that's affected, because it is very easily transmitted. It even can come in your clothes, airborne and everything else. And, yeah, it is a concern. But, like, the department have assured us since the beginning of the year this year that there's no movement of animals from these countries, particularly Slovakia and Hungary.